Welcome to the Amazing Education Podcast. Powered by the Ames Community School District, I'm your host, Amy DeLashmet. On today's episode, we're joined by Dan Walter, commander at the Ames Police Department. We're going to have an amazing conversation about our new anonymous reporting tool called P3 Campus, including how the system works collaboratively between the district and Ames PD and the benefits of having such a system in place. Well, hello, Commander Walter. Thanks for joining me on the Amazing Education Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is great to be here.
Great. We are glad to have you. We're going to jump right in.
Okay.
So we're here to talk about P3 Campus. But first, if our listeners don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to work in law enforcement.
Okay. Well, that's a great first question. So I probably wanted to be a law enforcement officer since I was about 3 feet tall. My father was a deputy in Winnesha County up there in the northeast corner of the state in Decorah, Iowa. And I loved what he did. He, not a lot of crime up in those areas. So I used to, even when I got a little bit older, I would ride with him. And he'd spend 8 hours just talking to people he knew and connecting with others and helping people. And I just thought, this is the greatest job ever. And so that's really what inspired my interest in it when I attended the University of Iowa and then on to St. Ambrose University and then eventually here. So really a passion to serve. I spent 25 years in the Army Reserve. And so just kind of I've always enjoyed serving and have enjoyed my 22 years here.
I was just going to ask, how long have you been here? Yes. So wonderful, 22 years. Well, thank you for all that service during that time. So provide us an overview of how this P3 Campus anonymous alert system operates within our schools and local law enforcement.
Yeah, so this has really been a great tool for us, both for the school district and for the Ames Police Department. The number one goal out of this is to increase student safety. And I think we're doing exactly that. We're increasing wellness for students by dealing with issues as they come up in a more prompt fashion. Mm-hmm. And so really, I've seen nothing but good. Every school district in the county uses the same platform. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Ames Schools, it's Gilbert Schools and really every school district in the county and many throughout the state are using the same platform.
Okay.
So kind of an overview of it is a tip can be made by really anyone, a staff member, a student, a community member, a parent, other family member that might have a tip that they want to share. Really, it's as simple as Googling, if you don't have the mobile app like many of the students maybe do, it's really as simple as just Googling P3 Campus, and you can input your school. I think maybe it starts with maybe your state and then your city and then your school district. And then it takes it from there. And really, it allows you to kind of pick what type of tip you're trying to make. Whether that might be something to do with bullying or a fight that might be taking place. Maybe it's just a concern you have about somebody else and you want to share that with someone that might be able to do something. So you make that selection, you put a little bit of detail in there, and it gets sent off to the school district and also the Ames Police Department. And so we take a look at that tip, and I should point out right from the start, and I know we're going to probably hit on this later, but these are all anonymous. And I can tell you that wholeheartedly what I want everybody to understand on this whole platform is I have no idea when I look at those tips who they came from.
Yep.
And so I really think it's important, especially for students, to know that we're not gonna show up at their house or call them if they don't want us to call them about a tip. It really is anonymous, and I have no way of seeing an email or a phone number or any way that comes in. So that tip comes in, the school district looks at it, the Ames Police Department looks at it. Most of these tips are dealt with by the school district. So they're just things that really the police department isn't going to deal with when the school has the capacity or the folks that know how to deal with it and already know the students. And so that's really what happens to most of these is the school district takes it and either meets with the student or family member or whatever the tip might be to try to help solve the problem.
Sure. And I think you hit on this early on. I know a lot of people think of it in terms of safety, but don't always think about that health and well-being side of things. And it does include tips. You're just concerned, whether mental health or physical health of a student, and you want to report that
to someone. So I want to stress that's all kind of part of this platform of safety and wellness, is making sure that our students are not only safe on campus, but are really healthy in their well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've had a lot of tips come in from friends that are just simply concerned about one of their friends, maybe not maybe dealing with something that they know they're struggling with. Those are things that we as administrators or as faculty or staff, we may not know that.
Yeah.
And that's been, I think, one of the real benefits of this system, is a friend maybe just doesn't know how to go about sharing this with somebody that might be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
And this platform has really allowed that in so many cases. I would share on this podcast that probably 90% of the Ames Police Department officers have kids that go to school.
Yeah.
So we're very vested, and we want to make sure these kids are doing well and not struggling with things. And if we can help, we want to help. And so that's important to us. And we see a lot of mental health things that need to be addressed, and that's okay. And again, most of that is handled by the school district.
Sure.
If not all of it.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, and I have one in college and one in high school, and I say, we didn't have to deal with all the things that you had to deal with. And so the difficulties involved in the internet and all the social media platforms, mm-hmm. and the struggles that they have because of that, we didn't have to deal with. And so it's important that there's this whole group of people 24/7 that are able to see a tip and deal with it if we can help.
Yeah. You've talked a little bit about some of those key benefits, but I think it's worth reiterating. What do you see as the key benefits to us having this collaborative system in place?
So I think you're right. We've talked about this a little bit already, but the number one thing is it gives us another opportunity to jump in a timely manner and provide assistance, right? And so I think back of the old ways of doing things, right? You might leave a note if you didn't want people to know who you were, or you might wait until the next day to bring it to somebody's attention. And this is something that we have, a tool that everybody has. Most people have a phone or a laptop or something they can.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have 24/7 access to letting us know that there's a problem.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the neatest things that this brings to the school district and the police department, is if there's something out there that we need to deal with, we're going to get it in a timely manner and apply that fix or jump in and help out where we can.
Yeah, and it really does. I can attest to this because I do also see the alerts myself.
Yes.
And it allows us to have that opportunity to sometimes get out in front of a situation before it becomes a situation. And so we appreciate all of those tips that we get in and give us an opportunity to really look into those things that we might know or we might not know.
Right.
A lot of times we do know what's going on in our schools, but there are times, or we don't know that a student is struggling.
Right.
So this really gives us an opportunity to get out ahead of things and make sure that we have a wholly healthy system within each of our schools.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better, Amy. That really, we all know from being parents that things can tend to spiral out of control very quickly.
Yep.
So if we can get in early and apply that fix or talk with both sides, maybe an argument, maybe there's a fight that's maybe that we've been alerted to that's supposed to take place after school. Getting that timely notification where the school officials can go meet with them, say, hey, what's going on here? Let's talk this out. I have to think that has prevented a lot of fighting situations, bullying, those type of things, being able to deal with them quickly has been beneficial.
Yeah, definitely. And the more information, the better. But we know that the anonymous nature of this system does impact some effectiveness in gathering information about potential threats or incidents. How do you think this system it's helpful, but it can make it difficult from time to time too with the anonymous nature.
Yeah, and I think this is a good opportunity to talk some more about the confidentiality of the system and how it works a little bit more with that. So when somebody submits a tip, there is no email, there is no way for us to follow or to call that person or reach out to them directly, but we can still use the platform to reach out to them, and that allows the platform to continue to be anonymous. So we're reaching out to the system. The system then sends that email versus the police department or school official sending that. And so that allows us, say, in a situation that would be really useful to have more information.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk through some examples, but something critical that might be concerning for the safety of others at the school, we would maybe need to know more information. And so we can send, an email or however it comes across the platform to the other person. We, again, have no idea who that's going to. Mm-hmm. The system sends it out.
Yep.
And we could ask some further questions. So it isn't completely where we wouldn't be able to interact with somebody on the system. It just would be we wouldn't know who it is.
Yep.
And so it does allow us to do some follow-up questions, maybe get a little bit more information that might help us solve the problem at hand. But again, we're not going to know who that is unless they would want to tell us that information. Most of the time, people provide enough information that we're able to deal with the situation at hand. What I always tell people about using this is whatever information you can provide is good, right? And so if you maybe don't know the name of the individual, but you know they have, third period with this instructor and they drive a blue Chevy or something along those lines, that might help us get to where we need to get
sure.
you to be able to help that person and find out who it is. So whatever, try to be detailed, try to give us as much information as we can, even if you don't know who the person might be.
Yeah. First names, grade, a description, every little bit does matter. And it helps us to make a thorough investigation of the situation. The less information, the harder it is.
Yeah, absolutely. With any investigation, that is.
Yeah.
The less we have, makes it a little bit harder to get it right. And so there may be situations where we reach out and say, hey, we just really need a little bit more info. Can you provide this? That'll be up to that person reporting.
Yep.
Whether or not they want to respond to us. But that could be a case where we just reach out to ask that person if they can provide a little more.
Sure. How does the collaboration between the school and local law enforcement enhance the response to these alerts generated by the system? I think as a parent, it's comforting to know that it is being monitored by someone 24/7. And if it's the middle of the night and a school official might be sleeping at that time, I think it's comforting. I, too, have students in the district, and it's comforting to know that it is monitored 24/7. But how does that collaboration enhance the response?
Yeah, good question. And I have been nothing but pleased with how our collaboration with the school district has been enrolling P3 out. I'll speak just quickly to the 24/7 nature, because that is a big piece of why we're involved in these, is that we are a 24/7 operation. We always have a supervisor working at the police department, and that's who's going to get this tip. So at 3:00 in the morning when everybody is sleeping and might not hear their phone or a text message or email come through, that police supervisor at the police department is going to get it, and then they're going to triage it and kind of figure out how we need to deal with it. Do we need to take action now?
Yep.
Or do I need to call a school official? Can I deal with whatever the situation is at hand now and call the school district in the morning? All those type of things will be made and determined by a supervisor that's working during that time. A lot of the other ones that come in during the day are handled by myself or Commander Tuttle, my counterpart there at the police department. And so then we would call the school district and check in with them on what's being done. We can also see that in the actual platform. If, say, the middle school principal is already taking action and they're dealing with it, we say, all right, great. The neat thing about this whole process is that it really have become kind of first name basis with a lot of the school administrators here, just calling them and just checking in with them. Did you see that tip? Is there anything you need from us? Oftentimes the answer is no, but we do have some expertise, maybe some resources, some different things that maybe the school district doesn't have that we can be useful. And so we just want to make sure we offer that. But by and far, and I would tell you the number's got to be close to 90 to 95% are handled by the school officials, maybe with just a check-in with us. The flip side of that might be a life safety tip that comes in where we need to deal with it right away, and then of course we would be involved right away.
Yep. And I do want to stress those tips that do involve life safety, those come through a little bit, not differently, but a little differently in the platform. I know for me, those really come to the forefront. I get a text message about them. I know immediately that there's something life safety. And it's not that the other tips don't hold that same level of importance. I mean, we approach each one of them the same way. But when we're talking life safety, it is nice to have that capability of knowing right away that there's something going on. Right. You know, in case you're not sitting looking at your email or you're logged into the platform and kind of looking at some of those reports coming through, it is nice to know that we're getting those things immediately. And it is also really comforting as a school district to know that Ames PD has our back too. Yeah.
100%. And that's and I will share with your listeners, I think this is important to note, that when they choose life safety, and it's important to check that box if they really think somebody is in danger, because that also then enables it to go to our dispatch center. Mm. So those tips will go through. And so we just don't want to miss any of those. The number one reason we're all here and we're all talking about this is to make sure that students are safe. And by checking the box life safety, that'll also go to our dispatch center. And so then we're really looking at that immediate notification. There's even extra people that are in the know to make sure that we're dealing with it right away.
Sure. And I know there have been times I've missed a couple of things and I'll end up getting a phone call or a text message from someone at Ames PD. Hey, what support can we provide? And so I want our listeners to be comforted by the fact that we are working very collaboratively, but also that someone always is right on top of it, whether it's the school or it's someone at Ames PD or it's both at the same time. There is always somebody right on top of that tip as it's coming in.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more correct. And that's what's really been neat to see with this partnership. And we've always worked closely with the Ames Community School District. And so I don't want to take that away, because there's always been this good relationship and shared goal where we want to make sure everybody is safe. So that's clearly always been there, but I think this has only enhanced that and enable us to really work closely on this. And again, I just can't stress enough that the school officials have been great, and really for most of these, it's us just checking in saying, you guys got this, and they say, yep, we're taking care of it, and so we're glad to see and hear that.
Yeah, well, we certainly appreciate the partnership. You mentioned technology, talking to your own students about how, you know, we didn't worry about those things. Not that we want to date ourselves here, but, you know, we certainly didn't have to worry about those things. And it is harder than ever for our teenagers to be able to walk away from technology. But in talking about school safety, how does the implementation of technology, such as our anonymous alert system, how does that complement traditional methods of ensuring school safety? And then what advantages do you think that offers in terms of prevention and response? I mean, we know our kids every day are with that piece of technology. How can we leverage that to make sure that we're aware of what's going on in our buildings?
Yeah, so you are so right about the technology piece, and I got to share a fun fact here, because to date myself a little bit, I would tell you that the Ames High School principal only just grew up just one house away in a farm just down from me. So I can share too that he didn't grow up with that stuff either, right?
Sure.
So we didn't have this where we're on 24/7.
Yep.
And that piece of technology is always there, and it's getting harder and harder, I know, for parents to say, you know, put that away.
Yep.
You need to have downtime, and we need to you need to work on your homework, you know, because oftentimes these platforms, this technology, is required anymore to do anything. And so now the positive piece about that is that it's enabled people to deal with problems right away. Just for example, when we talk about P3, we could deal with things in a timely fashion. We're not waiting, and what we all know is that there's usually somebody out there that's seeing something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big piece of this platform, is seeing something and saying something. And so as much as we've kind of, in some ways, worry about the technology and being turned on all the time and not being able to step away from it, the positive side of it is that we're going to get timely notifications if something is going on. And so I would tell you that's probably the one piece of this that I have seen since we enacted it, is that instead of finding out about something the next day or a week later after something's already happened, we're getting ahead of it and dealing with it prior to. And so that's probably the biggest piece of the technology that's been a benefit for us. And, you know, we could probably speak for a lot longer about whether or not all this technology is good or bad for us.
Oh, we could.
But what we do know is in this case, it's been helpful to us in ensuring a safe environment for students.
Exactly. And I do want to stress that there's an app available that people can download for P3 Campus, but you can also access it through a traditional internet browser.
Right.
So don't have to have the app, don't necessarily have to have a phone in hand, can also just use a traditional computer to make those reports to P3 Campus as well.
Yeah, and it really speaks to the technology piece of that, right? Anywhere, any place,
yep,
anytime. You can go on, and if you don't have the particular device that has the app, you just go on to Google, you search P3 Campus,
yep,
and it takes you right from there. So
yeah, it's definitely super easy. Okay, we could sit here. We could probably have a really long conversation about school safety. We could talk about tips. We could probably just share a lot of stories about what you've encountered over the years. But I think as we round this out, it's really important to ask you what advice you would offer to parents, educators, and students regarding their roles and responsibilities in maintaining a safe and secure school environment.
That's a great question. You know, so many times in my career here, we hear, well, I didn't want to be a burden. I didn't want to bother somebody. I didn't want to get them in trouble. We hear that all the time. And so they say, well, that's why I didn't say anything. I just want to be involved. I didn't want to have to say anything. And this is a neat platform for folks to be able to remove a lot of that, right? And just say, I'm just going to put this out there and let the officials deal with it. And if they think it's something that needs to be dealt with, they can deal with it. And if not, they don't have to. So really, it kind of comes down to just in the students or the parents that are listening, to making sure that students know to feel comfortable to bring things forward. We can't do anything if we don't know about it. And if somebody's, and we've had a lot of these, it's unfortunate, but it's the world we live in. We've had a lot of mental health reports where somebody's really dealing with something very, very tragic in their life, and they're not wanting to share it. And so make us aware of it. We will have the appropriate people deal with that. And it'll be done in an appropriate way. I can guarantee you. And in most cases, it'll be the school, as we mentioned. But really, just that sticking to that. If you see something, say something. We're not going to. Oftentimes, we as police officers, or you as school officials or administrators, aren't going to see the problem or hear about it first. We're going to often be the last people that are going to know about it when something's going on or really bothering somebody. And so, just letting parents and students know that, just don't hesitate to let us know.
That's the
real key. Give us a chance to try to make a difference.
Yeah, and I want to stress too, our administrators do an excellent job at getting to know our students and our teachers. They know the students in their classrooms, and we'd love to know what's going on with each one of them. But we also know that teenagers sometimes don't always wear those things on their sleeves. But this gives us an opportunity to make each one of those situations feel heard and seen.
Yeah.
And without feeling like you are, sharing something about a friend that shouldn't be shared, you have that anonymous ability to do so. But when we're talking about a school district, you know, at the high school alone, there's well over 1,000 students there, so it's a little difficult to know what each one of them is going through. And so we appreciate that there is a mechanism in place to help be additional eyes and ears for us when we need an extra set of those, and to make sure that not only is our campus safe, but that our students feel like they can say something when they see something. Without fear of retribution that might come from that, but also just giving them a space to be able to, when they do see something, say something.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I would just share at the end here is we have seen the platform being used a lot. And the students are definitely, apparently, in my view, I've seen all the tips come through, very trusting of the platform. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you absolutely it has led to a difference for many folks. And then lastly, I just would want to share that it's been really neat for me, as I mentioned earlier about being a parent, of when I call the middle school principal, the high school principal, assistant principal, and I mention, this is what we have, this we don't know very much information. Oh, that's so-and-so, we're already working with the parents on this. And so it's been really neat for me to see as a parent that what the school district is doing already ahead of many of these tips already. Mm-hmm. And we say, and you mentioned, we can't know everything about students, but I would say from my vantage point and seeing these tips come through, it's been impressive how much the faculty and staff know about the students here.
Yeah.
Pretty neat to see.
Yeah. Our administrators and our teachers definitely do get to know those students that are within our buildings. So, well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
I mean, we could have a really long conversation about P3 campus, but we really just kind of wanted to skim the surface of P3 campus, make sure that all of our families and our students know that we have this option available within the district. They can go to our website, aimcsd.org, and get more information about P3 campus, or even just typing it, like you said, Google, or type in P3 campus.
Right.
And you'll be able to get there to make any report. But we thank you for your continued partnership with Ames PD. We can't do what we do without that type of partnership. And we're grateful you could join us today and talk a little bit about P3 campus.
Well, thanks, Amy. We appreciate the invite, and we've always appreciated working with the Ames School District. And again, a great tool, and we're happy to see students and parents.